Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Fortis on 90.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay now. I've had an idea. I've got Kenny down here at the moment, and I've asked Jack to come down to check out this idea. Balaguer is going there on the 5 o'clock plane from Canada to talk with JB. And it occurred to me, A, that we ought to brief him on this plebiscite question. That involves some risks and some possibilities of real advantage. In other words, if we can get him to join with us in this program, that is, government goes in under the Constitution, there's a plebiscite within 30 to 60 days. Number one, it's conceivable that being forewarned, he may avoid making the mistake of saying that it should not be handled that way, you see. And number two, there's a possibility if he's operational enough that he could help us affirmatively. The dangers are that if he lets on to JB that he's conferred with us in advance, it'll be rough. And number two, that with this guy, suppose as with all of these jokers, you give a hostage to fortune whenever you ask them to do anything for you. Of course, we're somewhat in that boat anyway. But that's what I have asked. Kenny's right here, and I've asked Jack to come down so that we can talk about it and make a recommendation to you. If this is done, it has to be done immediately because he's taking the 5 o'clock train.
I'd do it. I'd take a chance and let Kenny just tell him it's his neck, but if it gets out, but that we have brought about his invitation. We'd like for him to go down. We'd like for him to take a part in the government. We'd like when he's propositioned for him to reluctantly agree to say yes if they can have national unity, and that way he would let him feel that ought to have the Constitution and vote on it in 90 days and then go on over to the election. And, I'd brief him.
Yeah.
I don't want to order it. I just, y'all explore it and do whatever you want to. Have you heard anything further from Puerto Rico?
No, sir. And Don Luis told me that he was somewhere and it'd take him a little time to get over and see this fella. So, we just have to wait a little while. I have talked again with Cy, and Cy talked to me about whether he ought to resume his conversations with the military over there. And I suggested to him that I thought he ought to not to create any suspicions by postponing anything that had already been scheduled, but to try to talk for the time being until we can get back to him. For example, about the Ministry of Armed Forces or something like that. In other words, boondoggle until we can get back to him. And he thought that made sense and is going to do it. That sound all right to you, sir?
I repeat that.
So I wanted to know whether he should defer his discussions. And I thought that it might create suspicion if he did. I told him to go in there and not talk about these other three military posts, but to find some other subject to boondoggle on until we can get back to him. And he's still of the same opinion that this is the key and the indispensable key that will be effective. Now, he also
I never did get from him the feeling, though, that if this was done, it's wrapped up. Did you? I gather
he
you
told
did from what you told
Munoz. He told me absolutely yes, and told it to me twice in two different telephone conversations, because I put the beat to him hard, you know, because it's a hell of a thing. The other thing is that, which is very disconcerting, is that he said that Bundy had talked with Guzman, and Guzman said that De Leon is no longer acceptable. I'm worried about Mac in this situation. I'm afraid he's had it, just about had it. But I haven't talked with him, but I mean, this is incredible. I mean, it's terrible, and I suspect that he may be worn out. I told Seist said that he'd just go ahead and disregard that, and I told him that was right, because I'm pretty sure that if we can get this plebiscite thing settled and we got an agreement, that I can one way or the other go back to JB and with De Leon and said, here it is in writing, you agreed to it. And we've sold it with great pain and anguish, and you can't do this to us. And that we can probably salvage that one.
Can.
Now, you want to leave this to us and want us to go ahead however we decide?
You can call me. Just give me a ring when you decide it, and then you can go on.
Okay, sir. Will do. Thank you.
Waiting.